From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest reacted.
There's no denying that this is a challenging time for the nation of Brazil and for the government officials that are trying to lead that country.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it's not clear if the senators would actually vote to convict. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb pipe ripped through the market in the Sadr city area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. Edward Uranian reports.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion in Sadr city as bystanders picked through overturned carts, stalls, and wooden crates. Witnesses say the explosion took place in front of a beauty salon and that many of the victims of the blast were women. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. In an article published this week in the Harvard Public Health Review, University of Ottawa professor Amir Ataran said Rio is more affected by Zika than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. Olympic officials have expressed confidence that they've addressed the issue. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region. They are unable to agree on elections for the eastern part of Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists.
Sicherheit auf der einen Seite mit Fortschritten.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier hosted the talks with his three counterparts at a retreat near Berlin. He told reporters after the meeting that there had been clear progress on the issue of security in eastern Ukraine, but no breakthrough. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to struggle to win support for his candidacy from key figures in his own party. Trump heads to Washington Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan.
No, I think actually what we're trying to do is be as constructive as possible to have a real unification. Look, I said this the other day. To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, to pretend we're unified without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength.
Ryan said earlier that he is just not ready to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. A German court is refusing to silence a top media executive who has defended a satirical poem that makes fun of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Cologne court Tuesday ruled comments by publishing executive Matthias Döpfner in support of sexually explicit poems ridiculing the Turkish leader are protected by free speech laws. Since 2003, Mr. Erdogan has instigated more than 2,000 cases against people he deems to have insulted him or his family. He says he has no problem with criticism, just crude insults. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been caught on camera describing Chinese officials as very rude. The comment was made in a conversation with a senior British police officer about the recent visit of China's president. Buckingham Palace refused to comment on what they described as a private conversation. The Queen's rare diplomatic gaffe gained media attention because the monarch almost never comments publicly on political matters, and the media are instructed not to eavesdrop on private conversations. A report says the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. That's the highest figure ever recorded. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.